The passage reading is Matthew chapter 18, verses 23 to 35. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, but since he did not have the means to repay, his lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. So the slave fell to the ground and prostrated himself before him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will repay you everything." And the lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him the debt. But that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, "Pay back what you owe." So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, saying, "Have patience with me and I'll repay you." But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should pay back what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Then summoning him, his lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way that I had mercy on you?" And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, GCN viewing audiences, and Manmin TV viewing audiences. Let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father, who has blessed us to have this Manmin and Levites volunteers devotional service. I also give thanks to all the devotees who have prepared for this service with all your hearts, minds, and souls. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are a precious treasure to the church. You do the difficult and undesirable jobs for the church because you love God and your shepherd. Whether in rain or snow, you serve the church and the members from early morning to late evening, even when other people are resting. You are not dispirited by the hot weather of the summer or freezing wind in winter. Each area of the church runs smoothly because of your dedication and voluntary works in traffic control, dining facilities, cleaning, and funerals. When I think of your hard work, I'm always thankful. I cannot help but cherish you, and I pray for your blessings. And how much more precious than that you must be in the sight of God, our Father. The leader, United Leader of a Kenyan mission, he's also in the volunteers group, and he feels that all these deeds are rewarded so much, so greatly in the kingdom of heaven, and that is why he is one of the volunteers. God also wants to bless you abundantly in body and spirit. God also wants to make it known that he is so pleased with voluntary works. so that many people can receive this blessing together. But for you to receive this blessing properly, your voluntary works have to be spiritual work. Now it's okay, but later we'll need much more members. Canon Sanctuary will be so much bigger. And just the underground sanctuary, there'll be so many tens of thousands of people will go in. And to take care of all the surroundings and all the facilities, and including some parks, everything will be in there, so we'll need so many more volunteers. This, your voluntary works have to be spiritual work. This is something I always put an emphasis on, that your voluntary works have to be spiritual work. It shouldn't just be your physical work with your body, but it has to be a pleasing aroma before God, offered with a good heart. And in order to work this way, you have to have truly righteous hearts, as in the title of this message. It shouldn't be righteousness just in the sight of man, but in the sight of God. It must not be some righteousness that changes over different situations, but is consistent all the time. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will have truly righteous heart before God through this message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in order for you to have truly righteous heart, first of all, you have to remember the grace of God given to you. Because you have the grace given to you of God, you do the things that are not revealed to others, that are not made known to others. Without the grace of God, you cannot do it. Today's reading passage talks about one who owed 10,000 talents and one who owed 100 denarii. A slave who owed 10,000 talents was forgiven of his debt by the grace of his master. But after this slave went out and met with a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. When his fellow slave couldn't pay back the debt, he put him in jail without having any compassion. One denarius was one day's wage for a labor. The 100 denarii that this slave lent to his fellow slave was the sum of 100 days' wages. Thinking one day's wage is about 70,000 won today. Is it over 70,000 won or below? In 1982, the one day's labor was 50,000 won. Since then, I thought it would have increased much, but it didn't increase so much. So many other things increased. But the reason is because of many foreign laborers. I'm not very sure about the 70,000 won, but it should be. Of course, according to the skills and some laborers, some women, they are paid less. In case of some civil workers, I asked in the morning, if they work more at night, I asked them how much they are paid more. For 1 hour, they're paid about 9,000 won. So even if they work all throughout the month, they cannot be paid more than 300,000 won. Thinking one day's wage is about 70,000 won today, it'll be about 7 million won. This is quite a bit of money, but it is impossible to pay it back this much if he works hard and saves money. But the debt of 10,000 talents, of which the other slave was forgiven, is a much greater amount of money that can't even begin to compare with 100 denarii. One talent is 6,000 days' wages for labor. One talent is 6,000 days' wages. So it is about 420 million won. So this is something that he had to earn for 160,000
years.
About the figures, there are some different opinions. You shouldn't say, oh, the figures are different according to the commentary I read. Also, it's not easy to convert the currency of that time into today's currency. But anyway, it is true that the amount was something that an ordinary man couldn't pay back. Since he was forgiven of such a great amount of debt, which he couldn't pay back at all, how thankful he must have been. It is natural for him that he had to pay back the grace for the rest of his life as long as he had breath. Also, it is required that he should also share the grace with a generous heart toward those who owed him money. This grace that this slave received is the grace of forgiveness of sins that we received. It is the amount of debt that we can't even pay back, even if we work for the whole life. And you and I owe something much more, something greater, much greater than this. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, forgave us of all our sins. Just like the amount of money that we can never pay back, the problem of sin couldn't be resolved by our own strength. Even by our life, it couldn't be resolved. Even if we give all our family and children and everything, it couldn't be resolved. We were destined to die forever because of sins. And we were forgiven of those sins by the precious blood of the Lord, without any cost to us. And if we know this grace, all Mami members, those who are also listening to this message on the internet and GCN and Mamin TV, if you understand this grace, you cannot sin before God. We were forgiven of the debt, such a heavy debt that couldn't be forgiven. But if we commit sins again, it doesn't make sense. Now we can call the Holy God Abba Father and have hope for the kingdom of heaven. We could change ourselves listening to spiritual messages in this church and also have hope for New Jerusalem. From the moment you receive the grace of forgiveness until you have become what you are today, God has been enduring with you for a long time. In fact, there aren't many of you who accepted the Lord as soon as you heard the gospel. Nor are there those of you who obey all the words you hear and go into spirit very quickly. Many of us don't understand the word we hear, or even if we do, the changes take place slowly. Sometimes you have disappointed God during the process of your refining trials. But God has trusted you and endured with you with faithful grace and love. The Holy Spirit, who is residing in us, helps us and strengthens us to change and accelerate our steps towards the heavenly kingdom. By this grace of God, we who are destined to die could have come forth to life, and we came to have hope in the midst of destruction. Many of you volunteered to work for God, dedicating yourself when you realized such grace. So I hope you don't forget your first determination and let this grace increase as days go by. Just even not the volunteers, but among the ordinary members, after dinner prayer is over, or after Friday online service is over, there are people who change, who clean the bathrooms without changing. We have some families who do that too, without changing for many years. You shouldn't just do the voluntary works just because you have been doing it for a long time and just because God says He will give you rewards. The Apostle Paul said he was the foremost of all sinners. He was a sinner who couldn't be forgiven, for he had been not only an unbeliever toward the Lord, but also was a persecutor of the believers. But the Lord met with Paul first and even showed him paradise in the heavenly kingdom. Paul was just thankful every time he thought of this grace, even when he was hungry and thirsty, preaching the gospel, or even when he was beaten and jailed. Acts chapter 5, verse 41, latter part, says that the apostles were rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for His name, even when they were severely persecuted for preaching the gospel. Even when they were severely persecuted, even when they were hungry, jailed, without sleep, or were beaten naked in front of many people, they rejoiced that they had been considered worthy to suffer shame for the name of the Lord. In summer, I never really missed summer retreats since the opening of this church, but now I have a shackle. God tells me not to go, so I have to obey. I never felt disappointed or anything because it's the will of God. But my heart is so burning. All members are in the summer retreat and now they have so many signs and dragonflies and wonders, and I would like to be with them so much. And God says, tells me not to waste even that time. So it's been a couple of years since I couldn't go, couldn't be with you. Next to the, in front of the Muan Sui water, there's a small playground, and we made a beach there. And in the summer, if you go, you can also have the bathing there on the beach. And there are many summer retreats. And they see the sea right in front of it, and they couldn't bathe in the sea. So they made this beach and swimming place so you can also swim. And on Tuesday, they have the opening service, but I can't go there. I also want to enjoy the service, and also I would like to swim because it's been such a long time since I didn't swim. It's been a long time since I had the bathing in the sea. Just I was in the sea in Galilee in Israel to give baptism, but other than that, I never went swimming. But as they opened this beach in Muan Mamin Church, I want to go so much. I'd like to have the opening service, drink some sweet water, and dip myself in the Muan water and with prayers. But I cannot move my body as I want. I move only as the Father wants, only as the Father is pleased. And I follow His pleasing will. Of course, I'm not disappointed or anything, but I'm happy, even if I can't go. But I'm just so happy that the beach is ready, and our church members can go there, swim, and enjoy themselves. So I'm so happy. They considered it honorable just to suffer shame for the name of the Lord. And you should also have this kind of faith. Today, and today you don't get beaten up or nor are your lives threatened. In fact, my life was threatened many times, visiting many countries, but I never got afraid. I never said I was afraid. I always went with joy, and I fulfilled the will of God with joy. And each time, we gave glory to God greatly. How thankful it is that you have healthy bodies and you can use them to do something for the Lord. I hope you will realize once again how honorable it is that you can work for the precious Lord and you became volunteers in this precious church. Then you will have happiness in whatever you do. When you sweat cooking the noodles, or when you clean the waste baskets in bathrooms, you can even sing and feel the love of God. You can cultivate truly righteous hearts when you work having this kind of grace. All your works will be accepted by God, and they will be paid back as answers and blessings. Dear devotees, in order for you to cultivate truly righteous hearts, secondly, you have to serve with love. If you truly realize the grace of God, you will deeply love God. You will love the church, the pastor, and the church members. The kind of service that God wants from you is to work with this love. You should work with a kind of heart thinking, how can I share with others this love that I received? There are those who are hardworking and responsible and can't even work without love. They may be frustrated or complain because of some difficulties, but they still do their job because they are responsible. But such work cannot be accepted as a pleasing aroma by God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3 says, "And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing." Even if you work so hard, do so many things, and if you do without love, it is meaningless. All your service can become pleasing aroma before God only when you work with love. For example, you may hear something that is not good, even if you do all your best serving others. A newcomer to the church doesn't like something, and he gets angry with you and raises his voice. Elders, sometimes some of you get angry, raise your voice, and it shouldn't happen. You have to cast off all forms of evil, especially forms of anger. And if you haven't cast off anger yet, it just doesn't make sense. Sometimes I see some of you get angry. Elders, you're not newcomers. That means you are in the first level of faith. Elders or leaders must never get angry. Or pastors must never get angry. When do you get angry then? Like last time, if you see somebody buying and selling things in the sanctuary of God, then you get angry. If you love God, you cannot just bear with it because they are defiling the temple of God, the holy sanctuary of God, and they are despising God. So you cannot bear. Only at those times you may have some righteous indignation. But if you, only because your wish is not fulfilled, if your opinion is not accepted, if you get angry, it shouldn't happen. If you are in the third level of faith, you should not do that. Whether this or that, you should never get angry, especially in the church. And you must never get angry in the church. God will point you out because He's watching. You are getting angry in the holy temple of God. And you shouldn't be pointed out by God that way. In order for something like that not to happen, you have to get rid of anger itself. Then God will also say, I will not remember you getting angry before. So otherwise, God will remember you as a person who gets angry in the church. Suppose He's asking you to do this and that as if you were His subordinate. But if you don't have love, you may think in the following manner, why should I bear with this insult anymore? I can serve God, but I cannot serve such a person. Then your face will be hardened, and you cannot really speak gently. Or while you are controlling the traffic under the scorching sunshine, there are church members who do not really follow your instructions. They just drive as they wish, disregarding the signals, or they may park where they must not park. If you are not really filled with the Spirit at these times, you may get frustrated. You may think this is too much. They are church workers who are supposed to have faith, and how can they do that? And you might even speak about them with others. This is same as the slave who is forgiven of 10,000 talents, not forgiving a fellow slave who owed him 100 denarii. God has forgiven all our sins, everything. And He saved us from death, hell. He saved us to go to to heavenly kingdom. He gave us His one and only Son. Not only 10,000 talents, but we were forgiven of such a great debt. But if we do not forgive such a trivial thing, if you do not understand this something small as this, then it's not right. If you are really filled with the grace and love of the Father, you can serve your brothers and sisters with love. 1 John 3:16 says, we know love by this, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Our Lord laid down His life for us. So we know the love of God and love of the Lord by this, that God the Father has forsaken even His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, and also the Lord, He was crucified. He took the cross for us and shed His blood. And through this we know His love, the love of God. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. all the volunteers must have this kind of determination. Not only volunteers, but all those who have faith. For God and the Lord and the souls, they must be willing to forsake themselves, give up themselves. God tells us to lay down even our lives for brothers, and therefore, can there be anything we would not do for them? Even if the others show anger, your heart will not be shaken at all. Being as soft as a piece of cotton, and you also believe that person will also change. You can turn your left cheek if your right cheek is struck, and you can go 2 miles when asked to go 1 mile. When you see some acts that you couldn't understand before, now you try to understand that person, thinking he must have a reason for that too. It's because you remember that you were a sinner who couldn't be forgiven, but God has loved such a person as you. That grace makes your heart become greater and deeper. So, even in difficulties, you can smile, and that grace of God will not disappear, no matter who you are dealing with. If you have, you shouldn't have hardened hearts, hardened faces when you do voluntary work. You have to be smiling. Just by seeing your face, people will be filled with grace, and they will have peace. When you serve others with this kind of love, your voluntary work can be a truly pleasing aroma. Dear devotees, in order for you to cultivate truly righteous heart, thirdly, you have to have peace. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 says, "Pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which..." You all know this verse. You always hear some of the verses. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, cry to me. I love those who love me, and Proverbs 8:17. And most of you remember all these verses, the Beatitudes, the spiritual love chapter, the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. Whether you come in or go out, you will lend but not borrow. You will be blessed, and whatever is needed, necessary for you, you just remember. And not only that, but you have to pray according to the verse and receive the answer. Today, in the reading passage of the sermon for the children's Sunday school, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. This word of the Lord, if it abides in us, ask for whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. You've heard this many times in 1 John. If you are confident before God, then you can ask for anything and God will give you. This year is the year of blessing. And God's word said this year is year of blessing. And God's word is correct all the time. He will give you anything you ask. He promises you in so many places. But does that mean God's word is wrong? Of course not. It's that you have many things to blame yourself. You're not confident. You don't abide in the Lord, and the word of the Lord doesn't abide in you. If the conditions are met, you'll receive all the answers. You'll receive all the blessings, financial blessings, blessings of health, everything. Because God tells, the Bible says, we'll receive blessing whether we come in or go out. And we'll become the head, not the tail. And there are promises of God, and there are many people who are receiving blessings according to God's promises, including myself. I'm teaching you the Word of God, and if I do not accomplish the Word of God and teach you, you cannot believe me. You cannot believe the Word. You cannot believe the word of God. But I receive all the answers, and only after that I'm teaching you, and I'm obeying the word of God. And those who are obeying the word of God, they are receiving the blessings. Oh, that person was faithful and he is sick. Oh, why is it? Why is it? Yes, there must be a reason. He or she knows it, or the family members, they know it. You don't ever get sick without any reason. So pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. No one will see the Lord. This is the word of God, and it is as it is. Pursue peace with all men and sanctification. Then you'll be able to see the Lord. You'll meet the Lord. You have to meet the Lord to receive the answer to your prayer. And because you don't cultivate this verse in you, you cannot receive the answer. You can receive the answer only when you meet the Lord in the Bible, like the lepers who met the Lord. The man whose son was demon-possessed, the woman whose daughter was demon-possessed, when they met the Lord, their problems were resolved. It's the same with you. You have to dwell in the Lord. You have to abide in the Lord. And you have to cultivate it in spirit. Then your problem will be resolved. So peace is crucial. If your workplace, if your business has no peace, then God's blessings stop coming. Because where peace is broken, Satan begins to work. Peace with God, peace within yourself, and peace with your shepherd and everybody else. We have to have peace. Rather than a person who works diligently but breaks peace, it is much better to have a person who works a little less but does not break peace. That is why we seek those who have faith in the church for pastors and Levites, and because those who don't have faith come in and they commit sins, I have to suffer because of them. And Levites, those who commit sins, they must not come in. Same with the performing arts committee, Levites. The performing arts, they are singing on the holy altar before God. They are dancing and singing before God, so they must be pure. Sinners cannot stand there because God has to watch. The heavenly citizens, heavenly hosts and angels, they have to sing together, dance together, applaud together. And if sinners, those who are committing sins, if they sing and dance, they cannot watch them. They have to turn their faces. God doesn't listen to prayers of sinners. God doesn't listen to the singing of sinners. God has to turn His face away. And there mustn't be any breaking of peace between God and you, and especially volunteers group. We can receive the grace and power of God only when the peace is maintained. Here, peace is not only among the people. First of all, we must be at peace with God by having no walls of sin. We also have to have peace with ourselves. If we have walls of sin, we cannot be confident before God, and neither can we have peace within ourselves. For example, while doing your voluntary work, somebody rebuked you before many people for something that was not your fault. At the moment, you were embarrassed but just shook it off. But as you think about it, you get angrier and angrier. You think, I should have refuted him. Why did I keep quiet by then? I should have said something. And you get angrier and angrier. Then bearing with it doesn't really please God at that time. you come to hate that person. You remember you were rebuked before so many people, and you feel the pain of your pride being hurt. Still, there are leaders, elders, senior deaconesses. If you still have this kind of heart, when will you go into spirit? It's too far away from spirit. To go into spirit is easy. Spirit is very easy. So to go into spirit, spirit is something really good, really good, and it is really easy to go into spirit if you have the longing. Pastor Esther Chung said, when I didn't have any teacher, I went into spirit just within 3 years, but I obeyed all the guidance of the Holy Spirit. I unconditionally obeyed the Holy Spirit. From the first revival meeting, I began to learn how to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from the beginning. Because as I experienced it, I could check whether something was the voice of the Holy Spirit or my own fleshly thought. So from then I began to pay attention to the voice of the Holy Spirit, and when I heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, I just obeyed. Because I obeyed so much. When I had the voice of the Holy Spirit, 40-day fasting, on that day itself, I packed my luggage and to go to the prayer. At that time, we didn't have traveler's suitcases or anything. I just packed with the Bible and hymnal book, and I just went to the prayer centers. Every prayer center, we had to pay a little bit, and also I prepared some offering. And on that day itself, I packed, and the next day I departed. And it wasn't really the will of God to go right away, but I had to pray as preparation. So obeying too well was a problem too, but it's the same back then and today. But to be obedient is really a blessing. I obeyed in a hurry. So it was a little not good. But after some time, God was pleased with it, and God worked for the good of everything. And finally, God made me a servant whom God could use freely. You remember you are rebuked before so many people, and you feel the pain of your pride being hurt. In the world, the pride, they say they must have the pride. Without the pride there, some people say they are corpses, especially men. The women don't have any pride. They say you're like corpse without having any pride. And what happens if they insist on their pride? When I was going to Israel, I told you, the country would have so many conflicts and problems. And the parliament is not having any operation even until now. They are fighting with each other. And some newspapers say, just one day, parliament, they were jumping into each other and some of them got hurt. And some congressmen, one female congresswoman, got injured in the shoulder. This is the politics as of today in Korea. And because of pride. But you, in the truth, if you cast off pride, you'll be so happy. Then, do you become like a fool? If you don't have pride, if you have pride, you are a narrow-minded person. Those who insist on their pride, their vessel is only this big. So, and they are intrigued by such small things. And if you cast off pride, you don't have to get angry at anything. You understand everything. You just embrace and accept everything. You love everybody. So the more pride you cast off, the greater the vessel, your vessel will become. So as in the Beatitudes, you'll have the blessing. Many people will be able to stay with you in your workplace. Because of pride, you cannot, you have problems. If you don't have any pride, you won't have any troubles. You'll be loved by your bosses, your colleagues. Because you have pride, you suffer. And sister Mi Kyung Han and her sister, younger sister Na Kyung Han, you know, because she didn't have any pride. She was loved by so many people in her company, right? Now she quit. But even now they love her. And she also spreads the gospel to them. And the more pride you cast off, the greater person you become. But they think in opposite way. If you cast away pride, you'll become real man. Even women, you'll become real women. Real men of God. Did the Lord have pride? Did Paul, Peter, Moses have pride? They were beaten up. If Moses once showed his pride and he was rebuked by God so much and he cast off everything and he just obeys all the time. Even impossible things, he just obeyed everything. That is why he became the leader of Exodus. Before, when he was in Egypt, he had the pride and so without, if you don't have any pride, you will only obey and you'll be happy. Even when somebody beats you, you'll be happy. Of course, you won't do anything to bring any beating. Even when evil men beat you, you'll be happy. So you can even give your cloak when somebody asks you for your tunic, and you can turn the other cheek. And only then can you live by the word of truth of God. And God is looking for such believers, children, and pastors, and leaders. So you voluntary workers, volunteers, please get rid of all your pride. So you'll be happy when you do the voluntary works. If you do your voluntary work having so many fleshly hearts, how can your work be a pleasing aroma before God? Thus, to have true peace, first of all, we have to please God by not committing any sins. You also have to fill your heart with the truth so it will not be wavering in any situation. This means that you can have peace with God and with yourself to the extent that you become sanctified. Nevertheless, even before you go into spirit, God will give you peace if you try your best within your measure of faith. For example, if you have no improvement in your faith, or if you show the acts of first or the second level of faith, while you have to be at least at the third level of faith, then it is not something good in the sight of God. It is actually to disappoint God. This means you don't have peace with God, and you won't have spiritual glittering in your face. Even that glittering that you had before will disappear. But even those who are in the second level of faith, if they are changing, then it means they are establishing a peaceful relationship with God. If you work having joy and peace in your heart, God can accept it as a pleasing aroma. You have to have peace with not only God, but also with everybody around you. Usually, those who break peace will judge and condemn others according to their own standards. If they think something is right, they usually won't listen to other opinions. I hope you won't be one of such people. Your opinions may be right and more righteous, but God will not say you are righteous if you break peace because of your opinion. This is just righteousness in your sight. It's not a truly righteous heart in the sight of God. You have to discern everything with the truth, but you have to be united as one unless it is evil or untruth. We have to try our best to have peace with others, thinking from the viewpoint of other people. But I'm not saying you have to comply with untruth. So, you have to obey within the Lord. You have to educate your children within the Lord. When the wife serves the husband, you have to do it within the Lord, in the truth. Even when others are doing something that is outside of the ways of truth, you should understand them and have mercy on them. You shouldn't follow them, but you have to understand them because they have only that much faith. So you can have peace with them. If you judge them with the standard of your own faith, then you cannot have peace with them. They are not doing anything in truth. So if you think you will not interact with them, then you will not have peace. You shouldn't have your own standpoints and ideas as your standards, but you should think from the viewpoint of God, considering other people's standpoints. I urge you to have peace in the volunteers group when you interact with the church members and in relation with other departments. Let me conclude the message. Dear devotees, the things that you do as volunteers may not be recognized as valuable work in the world. You have to sacrifice yourselves and humble yourselves in service to others doing such works. But in spirit, to become the one who is the greater, you have to serve others. Those who humble themselves on earth, following the word of truth, will be lifted high in heaven. God will never forget when you share your grace with the church members with big smiles on your face, or when you sweat doing something, or when you sweat doing various works with them, with faith. All the things that you do in voluntary works with love will be counted by God and will be paid back to you with glory in heaven. On this earth as well, you will receive answers to your prayers and blessings in your everyday life. But once again, the important thing is that your service has to be spiritual service and voluntary work. It shouldn't be just your body working, but you have to serve with your heart, and only when you cultivate truly righteous hearts will all your works be paid back in full as rewards. For this, you have to remember the grace of God when you do the voluntary works. In the morning, one senior deaconess, I met with her, and she testified. In 1999, many people asked her to leave the church. She was a small group leader back then, and she asked her small group members not to see or hear anything. And those who saw or heard, they all left the church. But she obeyed. She didn't hear anything or see anything. When other people, they were telling her to leave the church, she said, "I received grace from my shepherd. I have my duty here. I have to fulfill this duty. And I have the grace that I received from the shepherd, and how can I leave this church? I cannot do that." And they never tempted her again. And her family members also received blessings. Her husband came to keep the Sabbath holy, the Sunday. The children also received blessings. If you think about the grace of God, they didn't leave the church. Those who thought of the grace of God and grace of the shepherd and those who witnessed the power of God's signs and wonders in revival meetings, they knew God was with this church, and those who had such grace, they weren't deceived or tempted. So please remember the grace of God. There shouldn't be any betraying heart. You mustn't have such heart. Also, you have to serve with love and follow peace in all things. I hope all you devotees will cultivate truly righteous hearts and prepare your vessels of the heart quickly. In doing so, in this year of blessing 2009, I pray in the name of the Lord that you may receive abundantly the blessings of God that He has prepared for all your devotees who work so faithfully. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. Father, bless them. The kind of voluntary work with which God is pleased is to remember the grace of the Father and to serve with love and to have peace with everybody so that the voluntary work will be shining and glittering in the heavenly kingdom and be paid back as rewards in full. Father, let all Manmin volunteers be pleasing in your sight. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, lay your hands on them. Bless all those churches, branch churches, and local sanctuaries that are attending the service through satellite all over the country, and all children of God who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, all GCN viewers and Mom and TV viewers. Also, Pastor Peter Kim will have a handkerchief crusade in Kinshasa of Congo on July 26th. Let many people gather, let many sick people gather, be healed, and give glory to your Father. General Darty Carpent of DR Congo, let him get a better position in the police, and also bless him to have a contract of his house in Boma area. Sasi from India, let her have easy delivery of the baby. Father God, bless them spiritually, physically. Heal them all diseases germs and skin diseases go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Father, cleanse them. Light come. Burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and light come. Father, give them peace throughout this week. Protect all the church vehicles and church members' vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving. Bless the children in summer Bible school and let them prepare well for the summer retreat and give them peace throughout this week. Father, we thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.